Cross Reality Check, written by 429 Car Crash and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel and DC crossover fic featuring the relationships Kate Bishop / America Chavez and Coriander / Donna Troy. Summary: Kate was expecting to learn new things on this multiverse trip with America. She just wasn't expecting to learn new things about herself. This was supposed to be relaxing, Kate gritted out through her teeth as she ducked into an unfamiliar alley and fired arrows at the... whatever the hell that was. Chica, you know you'd be bored on a relaxing vacation, America said with a grin, not even out of breath despite the amount of running they'd just done. Kate squinted at her, suspicious. Did you plan this? No, I did not plan for us to get attacked the moment we stepped foot in a new universe, but you do attract trouble, so I guess it's not that much of a surprise. I do not. Shit, here it comes again. Kate knocked an arrow, hoping maybe a net would slow the thing down long enough for them to escape, but someone else fired first. Two bolts of energy hit the creature square in the back, causing it to bellow and spin around, its attention diverted from Kate and America. Oh, wow, Kate breathed as the source of the energy bolts came into view. Two women flying through the air, dressed like superheroes. The woman in the black and silver starred outfit captured the creature easily with some kind of rope, while the second woman, who had an incredible amount of curly red hair and eyes that seemed to be completely green, floated gently towards Kate and America. Hello, the situation is now under control. My apologies for any distress. America helpfully waved off the apology before Kate could figure out what to say. No worries, we're more than used to this kind of thing. Indeed, are you also superheroes? The woman asked with interest. Sure, you could say that. I'm America, this is Kate. Kate gave an awkward little wave at the woman. Ah, I am Coriander, also called Starfire. And I'm Donna, the other woman greeted them warmly as she appeared from behind Coriander. It's nice to meet you both, though I wish it had been under less stressful circumstances. America shrugged nonchalantly. It's no big deal. Kate nodded in agreement. Running and fighting creatures was pretty much a regular day for them. Fighting normal creatures and not weird pseudo-alien goop parents was almost a breath of fresh air. Shit, America was right. She probably would be bored on a regular vacation. They are also superheroes, Coriander told Donna helpfully. Oh, really? Donna raised an eyebrow in interest. Not from around here, though, Kate explained. We were just passing through. Corey's not originally from here either, Donna replied easily, obviously unfazed. Kate liked her attitude. Hey, now that we've dealt with the wildebeest, would you want to grab lunch with us? There's a great cafe just around the corner. Kate and America traded a glance before shrugging. Food was probably a good idea. Sure, that'd be great. Donna and America got into an animated conversation as they walked about who or what exactly that wildebeest was, unknown, but possibly some kind of evil villain science experiment gone wrong, and why it was so hell-bent on attacking members of Donna and Corey's team. Because they'd taken it down once, and now it had a personal vendetta against them. Rude, honestly. Corey kept pace with Kate behind the other two, both of them content to primarily listen and only chime in occasionally to clarify something or other. Lunch was just as pleasant as the walk had been. The cafe was quiet and cute, the food and drinks were delicious, and the conversation flowed easily. They had so many things in common to chat about, from balancing hero life, strange enemies, stranger teammates. Donna, Corey, and America also managed to get into an enthusiastic discussion about things they missed from their respective homes. Apparently Donna was from an actual island of Amazons, like something out of a legend, and Corey was literally an alien from another galaxy. That wasn't as strange to Kate as it might have been before she'd joined the Young Avengers. Besides, America was from a whole other universe. Well, Kate supposed technically she was too, even if this universe felt essentially the same as hers. She didn't feel the need to point that out, though. Just quietly listened as the three women chatted about favorite foods that were impossible to make here. Apparently, there was a particular dish that America's moms were unable to agree on how to make. So, anytime they had it, They each made their own version, and America had to delicately balance how much she ate of each version so as not to play favorites. Kate really hoped one day she would be able to meet America's actual moms, instead of just the pseudo-alien goop versions they were currently vaguely on the run from. "So, what brings you both through here anyway?" Donna asked curiously, after they'd all finished eating and were sitting quietly in contentment. "It doesn't sound like this world is much different from the one your team spends time in." "Oh, it's just a vacation," Kate said airily. "I thought it might be nice for just the two of us to get away for a while, so America's been taking me to places she thinks I might like." "Oh," Corey exclaimed, her eyes rounding in excitement. "Like a honeymoon." Kate barely avoided snorting her water up her nose. "What? No, she said with an awkward laugh. "We're just friends. It's not like that." Donna and Corey traded a look. "Oh, okay," Donna said, obviously biting back a grin in a way that Kate instantly disliked. "Well, it's been great getting to know you both, but I guess we'll let you get back to your vacation. If you're ever in town or need assistance, please don't hesitate to come by," Corey added with a genuine smile as they got up from the table. "Definitely," Donna agreed. "We're usually at Titan Tower. You're welcome to visit whenever." The two pairs waved goodbye at each other, and Donna and Corey exited the cafe. Kate stared after them, still shaken by the way the conversation had ended, and noticed Donna take Corey's hand and hold it as they walked down the street. America elbowed her gently in the side. "You're gonna swallow a bug if you keep your mouth hanging open like that." She closed her mouth with a clack of her teeth, embarrassed. "Oops. Is this supposed to be a date?" Kate asked awkwardly. "It's whatever you want it to be," America said with a shrug. "You just want to be teammates or friends, that's fine with me. You want something more? Well, I wouldn't say no." "Oh." Kate could feel the blood rushing to her cheeks. Did she want more? She hadn't actually thought about it. She didn't want to have to think about it. She didn't want to have to be the one to ask for something more. She certainly didn't want to fuck up the team if they tried it and things didn't work out. But things not working out with Novar hadn't actually messed with the way their team worked together, outside of him being an arrogant asshole messing things up, of course. America wasn't an asshole, though. She'd already given Kate an out. Kate didn't want to take the out, though. This could work. They could try it. And if it didn't work out, they could deal with it like adults. "Yeah, I think I'd like that," she said, before she could talk herself back out of it. Trying for something more. The slow smile that spread across America's face was more than worth the risk that this wouldn't work out. Oh yeah, Kate was in deep. Fuck. The end.